Hello.
Hi, Timothy.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, there you are. Sorry, my Bluetooth.
Oh, that's okay. This is Stephanie with Local Splash. Did you get a chance to speak with your wife?
Yeah, she didn't even hesitate. She said, go for it.
Oh, good. Okay, great. Nice. So, okay. I really only need about 15 minutes of your time to get you started, Timothy. What I'm going to do is I'm going to gather some basic information from you now, okay?
I'm sorry. Can you hold on one sec?
Sure.
Okay, sorry about that. I had someone talking to me.
That's okay, no worries. So yeah, I was just saying that what I'm going to do is I'm going to gather some basic information from you, and then
okay.
I'm going to schedule you in for a client interview with a technician. They're going to go over content for your website. They're going to go just make sure everything I have is accurate, and then answer any further questions you may have. And then I'm also going to process your first month payment and secure that position, okay?
Okay. So are we going to do that all today, like with the next step? You said like with the technician and all that?
No. So we can schedule that. Actually, let's see. Are we available today? Not today.
Well, go ahead. Well, I can do today. Just right now, this is taking a huge chunk of my time, but I mean, it's worth
it.
So I'm taking it out, but.
Right. So let's see. You're an hour ahead. So it's 12:51 for right now, your time. That is. So we do have a 2:00 available today, but that's it. We can schedule you in for Monday if that works better for you.
2:00. How long does that take?
Takes 30 to 45 minutes. But we ask that you block out that hour just in case.
No, yeah, exactly. Just with the notice. Let's do something for Monday anytime.
Okay.
Midday after 12 would be great.
Midday after 12, we could totally do that. Okay. Perfect. So Timothy is your first name?
Yes.
Or and Tim, then what is your last name?
Borrego.
Oh, okay. And then the best email address for you?
So right now it's tborregopaint@gmail.com. But I want to change that to for only work stuff. So once we get a domain or whatever, it will change.
Okay. So we use that, it's just purposes of us communicating with you.
No, I got you.
Okay. All right. And if that changes, let us know.
Yeah, I'm using this email for literally everything. I mean, to find something in my thing is ridiculous. So I kind of separate the two, you know what I mean? Personal and business.
Yeah, I understand. Absolutely. Any kind of changes need to be made, whether it's your address or phone number, you can always contact us and we'll make those changes. And then the contact number for clients to reach you, that's 720-481-6990.
Yes.
Okay. And then how you would like your company to appear on that first page is Borrego Painting, right? Or is there an LLC or anything you want to include?
It's actually Borrego Painting LLC.
LLC, okay. Now, Google is going to send you a one-time PIN verification code in the mail. It's about the size of a postcard. All we ask is that you give us a call and provide us with that PIN as soon as you get it so we can create your Google business profile, okay? And that address you want that sent to, I do have here, I see an 833 East 98th Avenue. Is that right?
Yeah, let's not use that.
going to, just to let you know, we're not going to promote your address on Google.
Yeah, but I'm not using that mailing address anymore. I'm in between homes right now, and I'm waiting for the availability of my townhouse, which is probably like I think like 40 days out now.
Okay.
So I'm using my stepdaughter's address.
Okay. All right. And what is that address?
7800.
Mm-hmm.
Grove Street, Grove.
Okay.
And that's Westminster, Colorado, 80030.
Perfect. Okay. Now, did you say you wanted to add someone as an authorized user on your account?
Yes.
Whether it's your spouse or anyone else?
It won't be my spouse, but it'll be my cousin. She's going to handle all that kind of stuff, yes.
And what is her name?
Jennifer Mascarenhas.
Okay. How do you spell her last name?
Oh, shit.
That's okay. We could just put her first name. That's not a problem. And
just
then...
can you put Jennifer, my wife's name is Jennifer as well, so can you put, like, Jennifer M?
Sure.
Okay, just...
That works. All right. Now, as far as the services you offer, anything pertaining to painting, and you're wanting to target commercial as well?
I do want to target commercial as well. I'm really not set up for it completely. I'm doing small commercial work for a contractor, but I would like to put it in there.
Okay. So do you want a keyword to be small commercial painting?
Yeah, let's do that.
And then you also offer drywall install and repair?
Drywall install and repair, yes.
Okay.
Wall covering and wallpaper.
Okay.
Definitely. If that can be like at the top under painting, that'd be great.
Absolutely. All right. Do you do like wallpaper removal as well?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And then interior, exterior. Okay. And then if you ever come up with any more keywords, just let us know and we'll add that in.
If we can put something in there like, I don't know, because I do like framing work and some remodels. Like we knocked down a wall and put a fireplace in.
Oh, really? So demolition?
Yeah, I kind of want to, like, I don't know, something like special projects, like to let them know. I don't
small
know how
project?
To word it. A special project, like literally, it was so cool. Like this whole wall got, we took it out. It was popped out. We took it out, and then we did a Venetian plaster over it, put the fireplace in. I mean, it was totally cool.
That's,
and
wow.
Special projects, something like that, pretending that they, I don't know the key word. I don't know if you can help.
Remodeling just, projects?
Yeah, there you go. Something like that.
And then we could try special projects and see how that goes. And then, so do you offer other like remodeling services as well? Like backsplash or like anything like related to remodeling?
Flooring? No flooring, no water, no electrical. Ceiling tile, like we frame and do ceiling tile if we have to. It doesn't come up.
Ceiling
very
what?
Often, but we,
ceiling tile.
Ceiling tile?
Yeah, you know, like in office buildings, it's not a hard lid, so they put the drop ceiling down and the tile that goes into the frame.
Oh, okay.
We do that.
And then framing, okay.
Yeah, framing, definitely.
Okay.
What else? Let's see. Oh, I do, I've been doing some, refurnishing work. Like last week I did a cane. I sanded it all down and,
refurnishing?
Totally, yeah, stuff
okay.
like that. We do small projects like that.
Okay.
You know, there's no job too big or too small. I want the bigger jobs, but, you know, I also want to be able to, you know,
have
I got the shop.
Can.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I think that pretty much covers it.
Okay.
You got demo, correct?
Demolition?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think that's good for now.
Okay.
But any sort of painting I'll do.
Okay, perfect. And it's not a requirement to be licensed and insured, right, for painters?
Yeah, I am, though.
You are? Okay.
Yeah, so that's...
Perfect. They may ask for that during your client
yeah.
interview.
Yeah.
And then
yeah,
as... Okay.
Go ahead.
Perfect. As far as the cities that you would like to target, so you actually get to pick and choose the areas that you want to target, whether it's cities, counties, or zip codes. So we're going to target your local area of Thornton, but what surrounding areas do you want to be found within that 50-mile range?
Okay.
You could do counties if that's easier, too.
Yeah, let's do counties. Let's do Adams County.
Adam, A-D-A-M-S County?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
That's my primary. That, Denver County.
Okay.
And Jefferson County. That's the furthest I want to go out.
Okay. Perfect. And then the hours of operation, how do you want to promote that on Google?
Like for them to be able to get a hold of me? Or
yes, for them to be able to contact you.
I would really like just normal business hours, like
8 to 5,
yeah.
Monday through
that's
Friday?
That's one of the things. Yeah.
Okay. And then Saturday and Sunday close, as far as getting calls?
Well, I'm open 7 days a week through my leads. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be in that day. I really don't have a truck, but, I mean, I don't want to. I don't
So this is just purposes of getting phone calls, I mean, or.
No, I know. Yeah, let's close the weekend then. Let's just close the weekend then.
Close it? Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm just battling what I was
trying to do.
8 to 10
and then Saturday and Sunday close. Oh, wait. 8 to 5. And then the forms of payment you accept?
I actually just got my chip reader in from the bank yesterday. So credit card, debit, check, whatever.
Cash. Do you do like Venmo, Cash App, Zelle?
I have Venmo and Zelle. I haven't set up my business account through either of them yet, but I will offer that, yeah.
Okay, and then check as well?
Yeah. That
okay.
check is usually the main form.
Okay.
Yeah. But
now, clients are going to have an option if you want to opt in for this. They'll be able to pay. They'll be able to make payments through your website. It's going to be through PayPal, but they'll have the option to pay through your website if that's something you want to opt in for.
Is that extra or is that just offered in?
I believe it's offered in. I could double check on that for you as far as if there's an additional cost.
Yeah,
because
I bought a thing for my bank to be able to do that. But if it's clickable on the website and it doesn't cost me more to buy into it, then yeah, definitely do it.
Okay, absolutely. I'll put that in there. You're interested.
And then funds would be available as soon as they clicked on it and paid and it got approved, correct?
That I'm not sure. I can find out for you on that.
Okay.
So the technician will go over into that with you further.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so now we're going to go ahead and schedule you in for a client interview, okay? You said you're available Monday. What time works best for you? You said around noon?
Yeah, anytime after 12.
Okay.
Pick up my girls at 3. So, yeah, anytime between, like, so 12 or 1.
12 or 1, okay. Let's do 12. Let's do 1 because 12 o'clock, they're going to be in their lunch. So we can't do that. Wait, actually, hold on. 12 is 1 o'clock your time. We can't do 1. It would have to be at least 2.
Okay. I picked up my daughter.
Or we can.
So
would you be available? What time?
They get off at 3, so if we can crunch it during those times, I just don't want to be distracted, you know, like, do you got an 11 o'clock?
Yes, we can do 11. Wait.
Let's do that.
No. So 11 would be 12 o'clock our time, which that hour is blocked out. So we can't do 12 o'clock. We can't do 1 o'clock. But we can do 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock would be... Yes, we can do 12 o'clock. Does that work?
Yeah, absolutely. And don't get me wrong, I'm going to look out for this phone call. But, you know, if I'm doing something at the time, I get lots of time. I mean,
we understand.
Just let them know. Absolutely called right back. I mean, if I don't get to the phone on time. I mean, I definitely am going to block out this area
okay.
of time. But... Just in case, you know, just let whoever know that just go ahead and call me back right away.
Yeah, so worst case scenario, we'll just reschedule you, right? They'll call you between 12 and 1, okay? Anytime between 12 and 1. And if that, you know, if you have to reschedule, you have to reschedule. It's just the sooner we can get you in, the better. Only because we're going to purchase your domain and then we're going to, you know, get everything started. So the sooner we get you in for that client interview, the sooner, you know, you're going to start seeing results, all in all.
Okay.
Okay, so we have you scheduled in for 12 o'clock on Monday, and that is the 28th, okay? Perfect. Okay. So now we're going to go ahead and get into billing. Are you going to secure the position with a business card or is it a personal card?
No, it's a business card.
Is it? Okay. Is there a middle initial on the card?
No.
Okay. And is that address associated with the card the same, the 7800 Grove Street?
It is.
Okay. And is that a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Visa? All right.
Visa debit.
Visa debit. I'm ready for those numbers when you are.
All right. I'm trusting you.
Hey, like I said, you know, we're very confident you're not only going to stick with us long term, but you're going to be happy with the results. Or vice versa,
no,
actually.
I feel confident. I was just messing around.
Oh, okay.
Okay, right now, I don't know if this is a dilemma or not. I just told you about my bank. I have a temp debit card. So there's no, all it says is business preferred. There's no Borrego painting. There's no Timothy Borrego on it. So I don't know how that will come out. Is that a problem or?
It shouldn't be a problem. Let's see.
Okay, yeah. It should be in the mail any day. I mean, hopefully today, as a matter of fact. But they assured me that the card number will not change, but I don't know how it's going to come across, if it's just going to say Borrego Painting or what, you know what I mean? So.
Right. Usually it says the name and the company name, right?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't have my last debit card to verify that. I cut it in half.
Okay.
I think so. I think it should come out as Timothy Borrego and then Borrego Painting LLC.
LLC, okay. All right. All right. I'm ready for those numbers when you are.
Okay. 4802. Mm-hmm. 0930. 0581-9260.
Okay, I'm going to repeat those numbers back to you. That's 4802-0930-0581-9260.
Yes.
Okay, and then the expiration month and year?
01/24 and 837 for the code.
Okay. And then, let's see. Okay, so we're going to lock you in for just $249, month to month, no contract. And okay. I'm going to go ahead and process your payment now. You will receive your invoice via text message and via email, okay? Attached okay. to that invoice is going to be your terms and conditions that I do need you to sign.
Okay.
So as soon as you get that, just pull up. It'll say, it'll have a button that says click here, a link, and then it'll take you straight to your terms and conditions. And then at the bottom of the page, if you scroll down, there's a little box for you to check, and then it'll have a box for you to sign your name as well.
Okay. Is that the name of the business, Local Splash?
Yes, uh-huh, Local Splash.
It's my nephew's birthday today.
Oh, really?
Signature does not match. Please type your exact as it is as it appears. Oh, okay.
Don't forget my box too.
Yeah, my iPhone brought up when you click on it, it's just automatic and it does Tim Borrego instead of Timothy.
Wait, what? Did I put the
no,
I put the name in right?
No, yeah, you did, but my iPhone automatically pops up anytime it asks the name. It automatically pops up as Tim instead of Timothy.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I'm in Local Splash username password.
Perfect. Okay. So the username and password is going to be provided to you on Monday. Between 12 and 1 during your client interview, okay, those login credentials will be provided to you. And what that is for is for your customized tracking and reporting system that I went over with you. Okay. So you can get out of that screen. I'm going to send you three different text messages. The first text message is our company contact number. That's who you should expect to call from, 877-635-6225. And then my name is Stephanie. I will be the lead on your account. However, you should have no reason to contact me any further, except, let's say, for example, you're unable to reach your account management team. You can always reach me via text or email, or you can call as well. But you should never have that problem because they're very, very responsive.
Okay.
All right, with communicating. And then also I'm sending you a 5-minute YouTube video to watch. It just goes over briefly the, you know, what Local Splash is all about. So feel free to watch that in your free time. And then lastly, I'm sending you advanced reporting, okay? So these are all via text.
Okay.
And then I'm also going to send you 2 different emails here. The first email I'm sending you, Tim, is labeled Google Advertising. And really what it is everything that we discussed that's included in the package, it's going to be in writing for you. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm sending that now. And then the second email I'm sending you is labeled Client Dashboard and Analytics. And what that is going to be just walking you through the customized tracking and reporting system step by step.
Okay.
Okay, so I sent those over. And then the last thing that we need to do here, Tim, before we part ways here, I have to read you what is called a 90-second voice verification. And the reason behind that is we have you on a discounted pricing program that we don't normally advertise. So it will actually be an added form of protection for you. And if there's something that you need me to clarify, just interrupt me and I'll explain it to you, okay?
Okay. So I got 1, 2, 3. Local Splash. That's easy. So 1, 2, 3, 4. I got 5 emails on my phone.
5. Oh, total. Yeah. Including the, what did I send you? Let me see. Well, I mean, you should have received the email for the terms and conditions as well. So you have that.
So the latest ones I got you sent in things. So the first one, Stephanie Sapp, Google Advertising, mm-hmm. and then Local Slash Support. So do you want me to click on any of these, or are you just telling me they're there?
No, I'm just telling you they're there. You could read that over just when you get free time. I was just letting you know just so you're aware of what those emails are.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
Okay, so it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Borrego Painting LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Timothy Borrego, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, February 25th, in the non-refundable discounted amount of $249. This will be a reoccurring payment. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 25th day in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so that concludes the voice verification. And let's see. Okay, so Timothy, I would like to be the first to welcome you. I would like to be the first to welcome you to Local Splash, congratulate you for joining the team. We are very excited to have you on board, and I'm very confident that you will stick with us long-term, 1 month at a time, okay? This is a long-term solution for your company. All right. Now, just keep a lookout for that 877 number. I did send that in a text message, so you have that on file. You could save that to your phone. That'll be means of communication with us. So keep a lookout for that number between 12 and 1 on Monday. You will get a reminder sent to your email as well. Okay, so you'll have that.
Okay.
Other than that, that's all I have on my end. Do you have any questions for me at this point?
Yeah, I'm not sure if you could answer that. I know I got the phone call coming Monday, but
yes.
So the email you have right now, if they're setting up a domain for me, they can change the email to the domain, correct?
Change the email to the domain?
Yeah, like just something that says just basically Borrego Painting, you know, instead of T Borrego Paint. If I'm getting a domain, they can set me up with a new email address and all that?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Awesome. Well, I think we kind of went over everything. I do appreciate it. You know, I'm taking a little leap of faith. You know, hope everything works out, and that's the goal for each of our sides. So I do appreciate it. And, you know, I one thing I do want to say is that, I appreciate the way you talk to me and let me ask questions and all that stuff, because not everyone, you know, is always like, you know, oh, well, what about, you know, I took the 5 minutes to talk to my wife. And so I appreciate you just, even at the discounted price and all of that, you're very professional, so thank you very much.
You're very welcome. It was my pleasure. And like I said, you know, we just ask that you give us 1% of your trust and let us earn the 99%. You know, we're very confident we're going to be helping you out here, and I'm confident you're going to have a successful 2022.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It was so nice talking with you, Timothy, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy your weekend as well.
Thank you. You as well.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.